Good morning. A few leftover showers overnight and early this morning. Otherwise, areas of fog and drizzle and an overall mild start to the day. Even though a cold front passed by during the day yesterday, that front has stalled out along the eastern seaboard with showers and thunderstorms. And then we track an area of low pressure. It's currently moving through the Appalachian Mountains and on its way along the front toward Long Island and Cape Cod today and tonight. With this track, an area of rain will move back into the region as we get toward the afternoon hours and into the evening, and some of the rain could be heavy at times with rumbles of thunder. The best chance for steady and heavy rain will be in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and across into southern New England, with drier weather the further north you go toward the Canadian border, even some sunshine in these locations. Highs will average out in the 70s. Still some leftover showers tonight, maybe a thunderstorm in the lower Hudson Valley and New England. Otherwise, areas of fog and drizzle back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. Leftover clouds from the Hudson River Valley east tomorrow morning, maybe even a shower, then gradually increasing sunshine as the wave of low pressure moves away and high pressure builds in. With that sunshine tomorrow afternoon, highs will be in the middle to upper 70s. That high will dominate into Saturday morning with sunshine, though the next front will head our way for Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. Clouds will be on the increase, and there's a chance of showers, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, by Saturday evening. Highs on Saturday will be in the middle and upper 70s again. A deep trough of low pressure for this time of year will push through the Ohio Valley and into the region on Sunday. This will keep skies mostly cloudy and a good chance of off and on showers around, especially across the higher terrain, maybe even a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Still a few lingering showers into Monday with highs in the lower 70s again. High pressure will build back in on Tuesday and Wednesday and we'll have a warming trend with mostly sunny skies in the upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Kansas, western Missouri, and southern Nebraska. Increasing lift along and ahead of a low-pressure trough and surface front will lead to rapid thunderstorm initiation by mid-afternoon. The favorable time of day, as well as cooling profiles aloft, will result in robust updrafts capable of very large hail while cells remain discrete. Further, some of these cells will be supercells as they travel southeastward into Kansas. A brief tornado may occur along the boundary prior to massive outflow production, which is expected later on as cells merge into a mesoscale convective system. At that time, the primary threat should switch from hail to wind. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Henri, located about 230 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. Henri is moving toward the north at only 3 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue with an increase in forward speed through tonight. A faster north-northeastward motion is predicted tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Henri will pass well east of Bermuda later today. Maximum sustained winds remain near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a west wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 64, 84% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.87 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, periods of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, Boston cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 92 degrees, the low 71. The average temperature, 82, that's 17 degrees above normal. 0.03 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 0.68 for the month, and 23.82 inches for the year. The average high temperature at Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. the record high 96 set in 1931 and the record low 34 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some sunshine closer to the Canadian border today, clouds to the south with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds, a shower possible, then increasing sun, mid-70s, sunshine, giving way to clouds Saturday, chance of a shower by dark in the upper 70s, a good chance at a few showers and thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s, a chance of showers Monday, lower 70s, and mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday in the upper 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.